Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simin Tof Kuf Tzadi. Today is Yud Nisan when I'm dictating this share, which is the yahrzeit of my holy father, and we're learning this share Lili Nishmas of Yosef Nisan ben Yecheskel, his Neshama should have an Aliyah from all the learning that we do. We begin on the very top line, Sif Hei. The Mechaber tells us, Im Toka Tarat B'Neshima Achas, if a person blew all three kolos of the tekiah, the trua, and the tekiah with one breath. He paused in between, so each sound was heard separately, but he blew them without taking a neshima for each one, a breath for each one, yotza. The Mechaber tells us, this is based upon Yerushalmi, the Rosh, and the Ran, that you are in fact yotze. However, he then brings out an opinion for the Rebbeinu Yerucham in the name of the Rosh, and other Mefarshim, Yesh Misha Omer, Shalom Yotze, that you're not in fact Yotze in this situation. What's the understanding here? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Katan Chav Beis, the Ein Kan Lo Rosh Lo Sof. According to the second opinion, it says you're not Yotze because it doesn't have a start and an end. Usvar Rishon Svira Lo, and according to the first opinion, it says you are Yotze is because after all, Kiva de Nikar, because each was a separate sound. So what if you didn't have a breath in between? Salke L'Kol Echav Yechad. It was clear that it was a Tekiah, it was clear that it was a Trua, it was clear that it was a Tekiah. So what if you didn't breathe in between? And he brings down Ayin and the Bira Gra Shemaskim Ladeir Rishona. Gra Paskin is like the more lenient first opinion that we brought down in the Yerushalmi and the Rush, according to the opinion of the Tor. And it's also, I didn't mention, it's also the opinion of the Ran. Sivvav. Mechaber writes, this opinion is brought down in the name of the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Rashba. Im Herich B'Tekia Acharona Shel Tashrat. If you have the last Tekia of your series of the Tashrat, and you blow it long enough, kishir shtei tekiyos, and it lasts long enough for the tekiyah for the tashrat, and as well, it's long enough for the tekiyah of the next series that you're going to blow, kidei shetala l'shem tekiyah achrona shel tashrat, u b'shvil harishona shel tashat, and you're now going to start to blow a tekiyah shvarim tekiyah, so this tekiyah at the end of tashrat is long enough that it could be for that tekiyah, as well as the tekiyah of the tashat that comes afterwards, so you blew it long enough for both of them to be yotze, lo also. Lo, this first opinion says it's not going to be successful for two, but Ella Bishul Tiyachas, it will count for one. However, he then brings down the Yesh Omrim, and this is the opinion of the Tor in the name of the Yerushalmi. Shafil Bishul Achas Lo Oslo, it won't even work for one, you'll have to go re-blow it. Now, what's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Chav Gimel that when you blow it long enough to be both the last tekiah of the tashrat and the first tekiah of the tashat, that counts as one sound. Hamachaber noka lefi mash hayu noagim b'mekomo l'tko b'shul malchios tashrat or b'shul zichronos tashat. The Mechaber used this specific expression here because in his shtot, in his area, they used to go and just blow tashrat for malchios, then they did tashat for the zichronos, as kid l'kamon in Simon Tovkuf Tzadi Beis, like we'll learn. However, v'skavein shi'al lo gam b'shul rishon shol zichronos. So he wanted it to count for the last one of Malchios and the first one of zichronos. That's why the Mechaber used this lashon. But the same din would apply. The Mishnah says, "Hu adin l'fi mashen ogim v'dinasenu l'tkol b'kol pam tashrat." That you're doing tashrat for each of them. V'skavein b'achrona b'shul rishon shol zichronos. So the last tashrat of Malchios is your first tekiah of the tashrat of zichronos. So it's the same thing. The last tekiah and the first tekiah, can one long blast count for both of them? So the first opinion says, Sivkot and Chav Dalet, Mishnah Berurah, Ela Bishvil Tekiah Achas. It only counts for one Tekiah, Dahainu Hachrona. It counts for the last, the Tekiah of the last series that you just blew. Because, Lefisha called Tekiah Tzorch Lios Bar Rosh Vesal, because every Tekiah has to have a beginning and an end. So here, the beginning and the end is for the last Tekiah that you're supposed to blow, not for the first one of the next series that you're supposed to blow. And the Mishnah Brewer continues, and he says, "V'mnechalik tekiyah zu l'shnei tekiyos shemo shechosav haktokeya." And if you have in mind that it should count as two, nevertheless, ein kan rosh l'tekiyah achrona v'lo sof l'tekiyah rishona. It doesn't have a beginning of the second tekiyah. It doesn't have an end of the first tekiyah. And therefore, l'fikach einon holchim klal achar machshavto was there. We don't follow what your thinking was. We just follow what it sounds like. Hello, nechoshav tekiyah zu l'tekiyah achas aruka, so just like one twice as long tekiah as you needed to do, and it counts as the last tekiah of the first series. It doesn't count at all as the first tekiah of the next series. Tishu footnote number 16 brings down, that's why a person has to be very careful when he says the yiratzon, for those that have the custom to say the yiratzon after the tekiyos, the Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, the Brisker Gaon, says Shlo lahaskel liomro atziyum hatkios mamish. You should wait to say the yiratzim until the blasts are totally done, because otherwise, mimnesha tekiya shein shomim miskul. If you don't hear the entire tekiya, it's not considered a tekiya, and therefore yiratzim would ruin it for you. So therefore, wait until the tekiya is fully done before you say the yiratzim. He says this is a problem as well, sometimes for the makri, the person who's calling out the sounds. So he says tekiya, and before he finishes saying tekiya, the baal tokeya already starts to blow. So he says that's really not right, but bidyevit, you would be yotze as long, he says, as you had in mind, he brings up Yashiv, as long as you had in mind that you were intending to be yotze, hearing both, you're saying the last sounds of tekiya and hearing the blast of the shofar starting the tekiya, as long as you had in mind that you're yotze in that way, you could be. But ideally, and this is the halacha, the person who's makri shouldn't start saying the next sound until the person blowing the shofar is done with the previous sound, and the person blowing the shofar shouldn't say the sound until the makri is done saying the full word of the sound that he's about to announce. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Hey, we have the second opinion that says you're not even yotzei one tekiya, never mind two tekiyas. Why is that? So Mishnah Berurah brings down time on the reasoning is, dazlin and basa machshavto, because we go after his machshav in this situation, which was mechalkin and hatkiyim hatkiyah l'shtayim, because he wanted it to be two tekiyas. O mimela en lo klom v'chanal, since his machshav ruins the action, so therefore it doesn't count for either one. He says, and furthermore, the Achronim say that not only does it not count for that tekiah, but since it's an extra sound, it ruins the entire previous tekiah and trua that he blew. Because he is interrupted with another sound that was inappropriate. As we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir, that an extra sound ruins it. And therefore, according to this opinion, the Achronim say, tashrat, you have to reblow that entire line, that entire series of tekiah, shvarim trua, and tekiah again. However, how do we paskin? Mishnah Berurah says, he says, since we don't paskin like this second opinion, we paskin like the first opinion, says you are yosu with one tekiya, so therefore this is not halacha lemaisa. And he brings down the name of the El Yeraba and in the Bir Hagra from the Vilna Gaon. Then we bring down the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagor, v'im toka tekiya achas ben shnei sedorim. If a person were to say, listen, technically you're either supposed to blow a shvarim trua or a shvarim or a trua, all three can't be right. So Mimanushach, he says, whichever one is right, that's what I want this tekiah to go for. So it's the last tekiah of the tashrat, or it's the first tekiah of the tashat. Only one of them is really necessary, so which I'm going to blow one tekiah, and whichever one it's supposed to go for, that's the way it should be. So that's what the Ramah says. Im toka tekiah achas, bein shnei sedarim. And he says, v'hisna, she'ezim v'nasdarim u'anochon, talo osa tekiah. Whichever one really was the right one, that's what the tekiah is good for. So he brings that from the Beis Yosef, technically you're yotza. You are yotza in this fashion. Although we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah right now, in Sivkot and Chavav, that's not what you're supposed to do l'chachila. So what's again going on over here? So I already explained it outside from the Mishnah Berurah here inside. Rotsalom, my Mishnah Berurah is explaining. Shetoka tashrat shvarim tekiah. He blew the tashrat. He blew the tekiah, shvarim trua, and now he's blowing the tekiah at the end of it. V'hisna b'tekiah achrona shel tashrat, and he says this last tekiah of the tashrat. He says shim zeh hasei der hu anochon. If really the trua is the shvarim trua, so talal lo tekiah b'shvilo. So then this tekiah will finish off that series of tekiah, shvarim trua, tekiah. However, v'masei de shel tashrat hu anochon. If in fact the trua is not shvarim trua, it's really just shvarim, so then yalo atkiya bishvilo. This will be the first of the next series of tkiya, shvarim, tkiya. Kialo min adin hatora, because technically, koin din Torah, sagi b'seder echad, only one of them is the right one, only one of them really is a trua. So rak b'mei she'ein onu yodin, eze seder anachon onu tokim kulam. Since we don't know which one is right, we don't take any chance, we blow both. But he says, mimanashach, whichever one is right, this will be the tekiah for the last one of the preceding Seder or the first one of the next Seder. The Chana Bereisha Simon, as we've already explained. And therefore, the Lachain, the Beis Yosef, brought down, that was the Ramah quoting the Beis Yosef, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Lachain Yosef b'dievet, ayidei tano. This tonight technically works b'dievet. However, the Mishnah Berurah puts this important caveat, don't do this. The rabbis didn't want to rely upon this lechachila. She took a rak, tashrat, shvarim, tekiah, trua, tekiah, that you should just blow over here, one tekiah that will go for both, kidei shelo yitu lomar, so people shouldn't make the mistake and say, she'ein tzorich el shvarim tekiah or trua tekiah, that people shouldn't mistakenly think that you only need the shvarim tekiah or the trua tekiah, and they won't realize that the first sound is also essential. So therefore, the bottom line is, we blow the way we used to blowing, with the tekiah in front of every trua, whatever the trua is, whether the trua is a trua or a shvarim trua, we always blow a tekiah in front of it and a tekiah afterward, solely for that sound. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, "Im toa b'tashrat." If a person made a mistake doing the tashrat, the achar shetoka shnei shvarim. What was the mistake? That he started blowing the shvarim trua. He blew shnei shvarim, and then he forgot. And toa v'hischal ariyah. He started blowing the trua. So now he's still in the middle of the trua. Im niskar miyad. If he's still in the middle of the trua and he realizes he only blew two shvarim, yitka shever acher. He can stop in the middle of the trua and blow the additional shever, and he'll be perfectly fine. However, but if he already finished the trua and realized that he missed out on one of the shvarim, he made a mistake, he has to do this shvarim trua again, but he doesn't lose the original tekiah that he did. This isn't considered an extraneous sound. All he has to do in this situation so then he blows three shvarim and the trua, and he's fine. However, avol imeira betashat o tarat, but if this occurred during the tekiah shvarim tekiah, or in the tekiah trua tekiah, then, in fact, since he blew an unnecessary extra sound, so in this situation, hisid gam tekiah rishona, then he also loses the original tekiah and he has to re-blow that again. Now, this was a mouthful, so let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Chav Zayin, to explain this as well. So he says, v'day bazeh delo hisid sidro, when you interrupt it in the middle, the trua, to re-blow that last sound of the shvarim, you didn't ruin it. Kivan shagama trua shaykh achshav l'shvarim, because this is all one real sound, this shvarim trua, so therefore you're still in the middle of the sound and it's not a problem. So shneim him trua b'tashrat, because they're both, the shvarim and the trua, are the trua of the tashrat. And therefore, l'kach hashvinu l'irak kimo niskal b'shvarim, so it's as if you only made a mistake in the shvarim part. Shino ma'av said the shvarim, you did that, and you didn't even lose the two sounds of the shvarim that you already did. He says, "I know the Bira Gra." The Vilna Gaon says, "Shemaisik the Davku Shoya Mishima Achas." That's only if you blew this all in one breath without taking a neshima in between. But if you did take another breath, Tzorich Lazav, let's call it Shlosh Shvarim Trua. Then you have to start from the beginning and blow the three blasts of the Shvarim and then the Trua. Then he says, "The Mishnah Berurah V'yesh Poskim this Sviru Luhu Dafilu Hoya Benishima Achas." Kamkin Tzorich Lazav, let's call it Shlosh Shvarim. Then there's one Machmir opinion that says, "No, in this situation, you still have to blow the three Shvarim together and ligbar a seder and finish it off afterwards with the trua and then the tekiah afterwards. Kivin shal kapanim hifsik b'emtza shvarim, because you did interrupt in the middle of the shvarim. V'roi lochush l'chachila l'hachmik yidivrem. And this is the way we paskin l'maisa, we should be machmir and have all three of the blasts of the shvarim together followed by the trua. Sivkan u'chavches. But in the situation where you already finished the trua, then you definitely have to go back. Pirush also shlosha kochos. You did at least the minimal three sounds for the trua. The bazei yotzi de trua l'deah rishon, according to the first opinion that we brought down in yesterday, shia nabasif gimel, and therefore you're considered being done, and therefore you have to start again. The difference between whether you're still in the middle of the shvarim trua or you finished the shvarim trua is the kos machshel nigmar trua, because if you're still in the middle, have a kol ba'alma. So then it's just the sound. So it's still like you're with the shvarim and the other sounds don't ruin it for you. Since you didn't finish the trua, you're just in the middle of it going to finish off the shvarim. As opposed to machshel enkein b'gemara trua shu kol shalim. Once you finish the trua, that ends that sound of shvarim trua. And near Shavaskal Achakach Shvarim Acher. And now it looks like you're starting a new sound. So this additional third Shvarim is not connected back to the original two Shvarim. That's why one additional Shvarim won't help. You have to do all three Shvarim together. However, but even in this situation, he didn't lose the original tekiah because he didn't have an extraneous sound. Because the sounds that you're making are trying to do the Shvarim Trua, and therefore it doesn't ruin it. But you didn't do it the way you were supposed to. So if somebody, for example, tries to blow a shvarim trua and if the sound doesn't come out, that's not called an extraneous sound, even though some sounds came out, but not the right sounds, that's still called you're in that inyan. Then we go to Sivkot and Chavtes. We said, however, that if you blew the tashat or the tarat, then you lost the original tekiah. What is this? Hainu. Shehizchil b'shvarim. You started off doing the shvarim. Shever echad or shtayim. You did one or two of the shvarim. V'achek kachos a trua. And then you did a trua. But you weren't supposed to, because this is an extraneous sound, because you're doing tashat. So lo amrinam du b'chlal niskal. We don't say that this is just a mistake. V'kol shekein, im osa kol a shvarim, v'achek kach osa trua. And certainly, if you did all three of the shvarim, and then you did a trua, when you're doing tashat, you're not supposed to do the trua. Kivin shu lo min yonah. Since it's not part of this sound that you're supposed to be making, right now your trua is called a shvarim, and not a shvarim trua. So kil kobazek kolasedi, you ruined not only this sound, but you ruined the tekiah in front as well. And similarly, beivu adin, imosa trua called a shvarim. Likewise, if you did the trua before the shvarim, the same thing applies. Ve'inchilip chozeh, ben shugamra trua, or shalogamra. It doesn't make a difference whether you finish the trua or not. The whole inyan hifsen at tekiah rishon, since you blew an extraneous, unnecessary sound, so it ruins even the original tekiah. Likewise, v'chei mashakos of otarat, when it says, or if you did tarat, same thing. She'ischel b'trua, you started off doing the trua, u'b'em z'hivsik b'sil laso shevrechot. In the middle of the trua, you did somehow a shvarim. V'akol kenal linyan tashat. The same exact halacha applies by the tarat, as we just said by the tashat. V'hu adin linyan tarat. Same thing applies both ways. The kivan she'ein z'shayach klal l'trua should be said as that, since you're blowing a shvarim, so the trua is extraneous, or you're blowing the trua, and the shvarim is extraneous, so in these situations, hifsid gam tekiah rishona. Since it's an extraneous sound, you lost the original sound of the tekiah as well. It's a relatively short share. Well, this will conclude today's share. Again, we learned it, Lili Nishmas, my Holy Father, Rav Yossi Nissim and Yecheskel, His Holy Neshama, Shev and Aliyah, from all of our learning.